I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Grave Confessions from The Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
Matthew in Montreal here to thank you for the show. I find it very inspiring, finding correlations between stories and complete differences, but all under the flavor of what the heck just happened. The unexplained, the mysterious, I love it. It's fascinating to me. So maybe we'll never understand it in our lifetimes, ever, on this plane of existence, but it doesn't mean it's not fascinating and that we should not try, at least, to understand a fraction of it. So thank you for that. Your show is fantastic. I don't listen to any other podcast on the subject, and yours fulfills all my needs of stories about those things. So my story starts when I was 5 years old. I'm 38 now. I had a younger sister and a younger brother. So I was the eldest, and we moved into our first house after living for years in apartments. So finally we would have all the space that we needed. So it was great relief, great expectations, great fun ahead for all of us. On the first day of moving, I made my first friend. So it looked like it was going to be amazing. But in about 2 weeks, you know, about 2 weeks after we moved in, something happened. So every night, I had the habit of going down the stairs, because my bedroom that I shared with my little brother was on the second floor. There was a staircase that was closed off from the rest of the house with a small door. I mean, with a door with a small window. So the only light that came into that staircase was from the streetlights bouncing around the living room and a little bit of it filtering through the small window. So dimly lit staircase. Now, that could be scary for a lot of kids, but I wasn't scared because I loved the night. I loved the quiet. I loved the peace of it. I enjoyed it and I felt privileged to live in it when I was awake alone at night. So that's just an important part of the story here. So as I was going down the stairs that night, as every other night, you know, almost every night, going down to the washroom, I had my bathroom break about every middle of the night. I had my blankie with me because I carried it everywhere and I loved it. My grandma knitted for me. And, you know, one step at a time, you know, one foot down, the other foot down, you know, and then second step, one foot down, other foot. I really took my time because it was not a bladder emergency. I knew it was coming, so I woke up and slowly would make my way down to the washroom on the main floor. But that night, there were some noises coming from the walls, one wall in particular. And those walls were naked. There was nothing on them. They were just fake wood paneling. And the house was probably built a little bit before the 50s and redecorated in the 60s or something. I'm not an expert, but that's how I feel it was. And there was some kind of what I thought at first was smoke. It was bluish, and it came from the wall. And it came out in the shape of something, as if it was smoke coming from a heating vent. There was no heating vent that I could see. Maybe there was underneath the wood paneling, but if it was, it's not logical that the fog would come out in that shape because of the paneling. I never investigated that later. My parents would have frowned upon a five-year-old bashing the wall with a hammer, so I never even tried. But, as I saw and felt that smoke coming out, which did not smell like smoke, it was bluish, translucent, and, you know, at first, I didn't know what it was, so I wasn't scared, you know. But the noises, there were some noises coming from the walls at the same time. And as the fog got more concentrated and the shape was forming more precisely, so was the noise. The noise sounded very vague at first, like some kind of humming, mumbling. And then it sounded more like a voice, like someone was... But then eventually it was more like... like someone laughing with their mouth closed. So at that point, I had to ask because I was concerned. I don't want my family to be awakened by whatever or whoever that is. I mean, sleep is important. So feeling protective, I was like, who is it? And the thing gradually got louder and louder as it said, a ghost. A ghost. A ghost. Now, I'm in the middle of the park. It's about 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't want to wake up the neighbors and get the police on my case because I'm not supposed to be in the park. You know, in big cities, they prevent people from being in the park at night, which I find oppressive. Anyways, at that point, I'm terrified. I can see that face now clearly. I'm not kidding. It's a giant floating blue face with a sadistic expression on its face. Like, I'm going to hurt you and I'm going to enjoy every second of it. And I never met someone with that face on, but my instincts kicked in. I mean, I want to say that my parents never exposed me to anything that was that sort. I never saw a ghost movie or a horror movie of any kind. My parents were weary of my wild imagination. They did not want to fuel it too much, obviously. So I don't know how I understood that thing was a threat, but I did, deep down. So I screamed. I mean, at that point, I had to wake up the family. I just screamed. I couldn't speak. I was hysterical. And, you know, I couldn't be stopped until they would shake me and say, what's going on? What happened? I explained. I told a story when I could catch my breath. And they were like, oh, you were just, it's just your imagination again. You were just sleeping. You're just sleepwalking again. You know, just go back to sleep and don't wake us up again like that. So I was, of course, frustrated, betrayed, angry at my family, because neither of my siblings nor my parents believed me when I said that I saw a ghost. And, you know, kids talk, so I knew what a ghost was, even though I never saw one on TV or anything. But from that moment on, I never saw a ghost again, and I'm 38. But I could feel them, and I still can sometimes, if it's strong enough. I can't say that I'm a full-on medium or anything, but I can go to a place and have to go back. I have to step away and say, I'm not getting in there, sorry. I'll tell you other stories like that later and at another time. But yes, as an adult, it happened too. So from that moment on, it was like I had been triggered. I had been awakened to some other sense, and I could feel them, unfortunately, because at that point, I became the main and only target to these ghosts, who became my first bullies. Imagine being 5 years old, living in a house with your family who don't believe you. You're the only sensitive person there. And anytime you freak out, day or night, about being attacked by those things you can't see, they just tell you how annoying you are. And I'm shaking right now. Just the frustration is still there, and I'm 38. Parents should listen to their kids more when they say things like, there's a ghost in my house, you know, there's a monster under my bed. Pay attention at least, even if you don't believe. Don't make them feel like they're making stuff up when they are sure that they're not. Even if it's, I don't know, even if they were making it up, the feeling that somebody is supporting them can help them get through a lot of it. So just remember that if you're listening to that. And if you know somebody who's all no-nonsense about such things and don't believe, please help them understand. Try to tell them that, you know, the kids need to feel like they have support somehow, like they're not alone in this, that you're going to at least make an effort to understand and maybe investigate with them what it is. Because what if something happened? What if something more powerful than the average ghost who can't touch you physically would actually grab your kids and leave with it, you know, or harm them in any way? So it's up to us adults to try to, you know, be protective of our kids, of things visible or not, you know. Anyways, end of my speech. Yeah, so they bullied me day in and day out, inside and out of the house, backyard, side of the house, but never in the front yard for some reason. I only realized that years later. Nothing ever happened on the front yard for some reason. I wish I had realized that when I was still living there. It would have been a haven for me, but it never was because I didn't know. Anyways, what they would do is they would sneak up behind me, and despite not being able to touch me physically, they would make me feel like they could. So what they would do is, as soon as they came close enough, I would see an image in my mind. Even though they were behind me, I could totally see their long arms, impossibly long fingers, white, you know, dead fish belly-colored skin. Imagine those long arms grabbing at you from behind. You can't see them with your eyes, but you see them in your mind. And they're grabbing onto your shoulders, like from atop, wrapping their long fingers in the front of your shoulders, and then slowly dragging or softly crawling up your neck to the side of it, and then pretend that they're strangling you with extremely cold arms and hands, as if they had been outside for 20 minutes in the winter of North America, Canada, for example, and came in really quick and tried to, you know, shock you with the cold, but that cold didn't go away. It just stayed as long as they touched you. So that's what they love to do, like one of the things they love to do. Sometimes their mere presence was enough to throw me into a panic because I didn't know what else they were going to do. So again, they couldn't touch me physically, and I wish somebody would have told me. I wish I had understood that at the time, because I would have felt a lot more brave about being there and living there. But anytime I was alone in the room or outside, day or night, I would be susceptible to attack. It would take them a few seconds. As soon as somebody left, and I was the only one left there, within eyesight or within reasonable walking distance, then they would attack within seconds. So I always found an excuse to follow someone out of the room or run someplace where there was anyone around. For some reason, they just could not attack if there was somebody around. Stranger or person I knew, didn't matter. As long as I was alone, it was free range for them. So that was frustrating. Their hot spots were, the main one was in the basement, and another one was around my bedroom. Because on one side of my bedroom was a closet, which connected to the attic that was made for insulation, you know, synthetic wool. And on the other side, opposite wall, was the attic where we would store things. And I had to go into both, of course, closet and storage area. So anytime I was asked to go there, I would freak out a little bit, but I had to force myself to do it because my parents would if I didn't. So sleeping in that room was not peaceful. I eventually developed strategies to feel safer, and somehow, if you feel safer, then you are for certain of those spirits. I've discovered that over the years after different kinds of experiences. If you feel confident, they don't have much power over you, at least most of them. I do believe that some are stronger and that they have more range, more access, more power, more something they can do to you. But those in that house, thankfully, were limited in what they could do, which was enough to, you know, traumatize me for life. So, anyways, besides the sneaking, they would just be around and make me feel their presence and make me see things in my mind. Again, I could not see them with my eyes at that point. I never could. I never saw another ghost in my life. I could feel them. I still can, if it's powerful enough. But you can hardly sleep. So when they're always there, even though I was sharing a room with my brother, as long as he was asleep, they had free range of my personal space. So I started to start sleeping with my bedsheets over my head, and I had a rosary. I'm not kidding, a glow-in-the-dark plastic rosary that my grandma gave me. I was religious back then, so prayer brought me a lot of comfort. I'm grateful for that, even though I'm non-religious anymore. I believe people should be able to think and do for themselves, as opposed to being told what to believe and what to do. But anyways, that's another speech. But as long as you feel safe, then you are, at least in those creatures' case. So I started sleeping with my bedsheets over my head, and I did until I was 16, even though that was years after we moved out of that house. I had to train myself away from that behavior because it was embarrassing. I could never go to sleepovers because I would be afraid of people mocking me for having to sleep with the bedsheets over my head all night. It felt like if they couldn't see my body, then I was safe in some kind of cocoon. So, stuff like that. I also had an opportunity once to learn woodworking very early on because my father had a wood shop in the basement and he decided to give me a great gift. He found all the tools for woodworking that were the size of a child's hands, but they were real tools, not toys. And he had wood for me and he told me, if you learn to use these tools safely, I'm going to teach you how to use the wood lathe and all the other power tools. And I was very excited about that for a few seconds until I realized my workshop area is in his workshop, which is in the basement, which was their hottest spot of those ghosts. Even when my father was there with me, if he started a powerful, noisy power tool, then it's like the noise was being some kind of cover for them and they could start attacking me again. I never understood why, but that's what happened. Anytime I was there in the basement, alone or with him, if there was noise. If I was alone, it could be quiet, it could be noisy, didn't matter. I could speak out loud, it wouldn't deter them. So because of that, and I begged my father, I said, can you please allow me to bring the wood stuff outside in the backyard? I promise to pick up after myself, I won't even leave a wood chip. He said no, he's a no-nonsense kind of guy, and he didn't believe in those things. So he said, no, you're going to work the wood in the wood shop or nothing at all. So I chose nothing at all. I never learned to do woodworking until just a few years ago. In my business, I'm a puppet maker as a living. Woodworking is a very important part of it, if you like that sort of thing, and I do. So I had a few decades of a delay because of a bunch of ghost bullies. Very frustrating indeed. So, yeah. All the time until I was maybe 11 when we moved out, which was a relief for me. When my parents divorced, I was not traumatized. I was relieved. I immediately realized that they can't afford to keep the house, not as single parents, so they're going to have to sell it, and that means we're moving out. So to me, that was a great relief, not counting also the fact that I knew for years that my parents were not, you know, in love anymore. So that was great, you know. That was sad, but it was great for me because I wouldn't have to suffer anymore. So years later, my mother was a lot more open-minded about things, and there's a story I'm going to share with you in the future where she actually came through for me. So It's great to see that people are growing in different ways, even after their formative years. So, yeah. Years and years of being bullied by a bunch of ghosts. I cannot deny that this happened to me, even decades after the fact, especially since I have reminders once in a while. Little or big episodes of feeling the unexplained, the invisible, and the threatening without explanation. So I have other stories to share. I'm excited to be able to bring that to a new audience. Usually I tell that to people in person at parties and other conversation times. But sharing this with people of like mind, people who've lived things like that, or people who are just fascinated by it, it's a great relief, and I learn a lot from your stories, so thank you very much, everybody who's been sharing. I've barely scratched the surface of all the episodes, the free ones, the EPPs, so thank you so much. Matthew in Montreal.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This Valentine's Day, create a space that feels warm and welcoming with help from Menards. Whether it's a small refresh or a big project, Menards has the tools and materials you need. Build something together and make your home a place you both love coming back to. Don't forget the sweets for your sweetheart. Get a 6-ounce bag of Russell Stover chocolate candies for $3.99 now through February 14th. Save big money and finish your projects together at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big now during Menards Super Savings Sale. Brighten your home with a 3-panel LED light bulb, now just $1.99. Stay warm with a hardwood firewood bundle, only $3.99. Stock up with Clorox All-Purpose Cleaner, just $2.99. A 16-pack of Zest Bar Soap is only $7.99. Hurry, these great deals won't last long. Sign up for Menards emails to get the weekly flyer plus exclusive daily flash sales right to your inbox.
Save big money at Menards.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Some days you just want to amplify your everyday look. Like when you want the look of false lashes without the extra effort. Reach for Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Volumizer Mascara. Or when you want all eyes on your smile, keep Empower Gloss Ultra Glossy Lip Serum in your bag. It's a burst of 24-hour hydration that smooths like a serum, shines like a gloss, and can be worn sheer or layered. You'll always look and feel your best with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin, not against it. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Como mamá, siempre quiero lo mejor para mi familia. Por eso quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solo huevos Eggland's Best. No importa cómo los cocines, siempre saben frescos y deliciosos. Y tienen más vitaminas D y E y el doble de omega 3 que los huevos regulares. Entonces, ¿por qué conformarte con menos cuando puedes tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up. And they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.